First tonight, the fight we had to have. That's the way a senior BHP executive has described the industrial dispute that's paralysing the company's Bowen Basin coal mines. PM has obtained an email in which BHP Billiton's coal chief executive Marcus Randolph warns that the battle with the unions is likely to get worse. He says the issues are not negotiable. Not now, not next month, and not next year. Unions say it proves that BHP never intended to reach a resolution during a marathon 16 months of negotiations. Last month, workers at seven of the company's mines, which are jointly owned with Mitsubishi, launched a campaign of rolling strikes, which has severely disrupted world supplies of coking coal. Matt Peacock reports.
In an extraordinary rallying cry to his troops, BHP Billiton's most senior executive in charge of coal and iron ore mining, Marcus Randolph, has warned managers to hunker down. Or in his words, this battle is likely to get tougher before it's over. But he says, this is the fight we had to have. According to Marcus Randolph, the issues at stake cut right to the heart of management's ability to manage and, quote, these issues are not negotiable. Not now, not next month, and not next year. They're fighting words, which according to the mining union CFMEU's president Tony Marr might only inflame the dispute.
I'm flabbergasted that it has got to this, and I think it proves that the company is hopelessly out of touch with its workforce and that the management is not in control. They are not united. They're all over the place.
Proof that BHP is out of touch, claims Mr. Marr, can be found in last month's vote by miners, which was overwhelmingly in favour of the current campaign of rolling strikes.
I have never seen a workforce so determined. The ballot to take a seven-day strike was not taken lightly, and it was 2,500 votes to two. And people don't do that lightly, and you can't engender the sort of hostility that we've encountered at meetings with members. We haven't encountered that for a long time, and so I think that the reports that the senior management are getting must be rose-coloured glasses reports designed to please their bosses. It's not the reality on the ground.
What particularly annoys the union is the suggestion that the marathon negotiations that have lasted more than a year have not been in good faith. Mr. Randolph's email says the company had a good strategy when it went into this fight, as he calls it, and strong leadership will make it what he describes as a winnable fight. What the union's Tony Marr believes is that BHP's fighting to retain conditions it gained under the reviled work choices policies of John Howard.
I don't know why they've had us around the table for the last 15 months if they've never been negotiable. That's not bargaining in good faith. No wonder the workforce is upset with them. The company has painted itself into a corner with this managerial prerogative stuff. If they want work choices back, they should come out and say so, and they'll have an opportunity to publicly argue that.
Nonetheless, the company is saying that you're trying to extend your union power, that there are certain things that the company is entitled to do, managerial prerogatives, as they say.
I think the management are listening to their own rhetoric instead of looking at the facts. There are a number of claims there that are permissible even under work choices. Putting superannuation up from 9% to 12%, I mean, they pay their staff 12% super contributions. They can pay the workers who produce the goods the same amount of super. I mean, that's a straightforward pay claim. The claim that contractors be paid the same wages for doing the same work is a money claim. I mean, they willingly agreed to that for decades, and then under work choices it couldn't be agreed, and they immediately cut the wages of the contractors' workforce, some by half. So it's a rip-off of workers, which is at the core of why people are angry with the company. And if they can't see that, if they think that that's really a line-in-the-sand managerial prerogative thing, they're deluding themselves.
Another indication of BHP's hard line was the recent suggestion by the company it might close down one of its older open-cut mines if the industrial action continued, although industry analysts have dismissed that as unlikely due to the quality of its coking coal, said to be amongst the best in the world. In the meantime, striking workers remain adamant that they'll not surrender key safety positions to non-union staff appointments, one of the managerial prerogatives that BHP is seeking to introduce.
Matt Peacock.